There's 11 o'clock newsline. Indonesia showcases local food products at FAO Expo in Rome. Jared says this is not the end of Indonesian national team, and here is the newsline in detail. Indonesia is promoting homegrown food products to global markets through the From Seeds to Foods exhibition organized by the UN Food and Agriculture Organization in Rome from October the 10th until the 13th. Acting Agriculture Ministry Secretary General Ali Jamil, in a statement on Sunday, said Indonesia's participation reflects the commitment to transforming agriculture into a modern, sustainable, and competitive sector. Indonesian national captain, we should say national soccer team captain Jay Idzes, delivered a meaningful message following the team's failure to qualify for 2026 World Cup. In a post on his personal social media account, Jay expressed disappointment but emphasized that the failure was not the end of the Indonesian national team's journey. The Indonesian national team suffered a narrow 0-1 defeat to Iraq in the second match of the fourth round of Group B of 2026 World Cup Asian qualifiers at King Abdullah Sports City Stadium in Jeddah on Sunday. Listener, that was the newsline from the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Oh, Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Step foot on the enchanting island of Bali. You're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. make the most of your Bali adventure. Here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song by Leodra. Leodra Margareta Ginting, better known as Leodra, is an Indonesian singer and actress from Medan, North Sumatra, who was born on June 21, 2013. Leodra began her career as a professional singer after winning a talent search event on a national private television station in 2020. In 2024, the Indonesian maestro of romantic songs, Yofi Widianto, invites Leodra to collaborate in covering the song Terlalu Cinta, or So In Love. The song composed by Yofi Widianto was first released in 2006 and became a hit by Rosa. Now Yofi chooses Leodra to cover it because Leodra's voice character fits the song. This love theme song with a pop ballad feel tells the story of feelings of sadness because of unrequited love. The lyrics convey a sense of despair and sadness because she cannot have the person she loves. Well, listener, here is the version of Terlalu Cinta by Leodra and Yofi Widianto.
Jangan datang kepadaku lagi. Aku semakin tersiksa karena tak memilikimu. Ku coba jalani hari dengan pengganti dirimu, tapi hatiku selalu berpihak lagi padamu. Mengapa semua ini terjadi kepadaku? Tuhan, maafkan diriku.
Elton did it. It was his voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. And it seems that, you know, Monday, the traffic is somehow worse than the other days, but the good news is more and more people in Indonesia. And specifically, I would like to talk about the Greater Jakarta, that the more people are using public transportation, which is a good sign, because the number of passengers of LRT in Jakarta, Bogor, Depok, and Bekasi rose by 41.74% from January until September 2025. And it is rising from around 14 million to 20 million compared to the same period last year. And according to the Vice President Public Relations of KAI and Purba, LRT now is a part, an important part of the urban life in Greater Jakarta. And people chose LRT because it is efficient, comfortable, and it is connected directly with other transportation options like the commuter line, MRT Jakarta, and also WUSH, the fast train that connects Jakarta and Bandung. And it's now since March 2025, the total of trains are added from 20 to 22 with 366 trips per day, and even in July they add more trains again into 24 with total 396 trips per day. And this is affecting or causing a shorter waiting time and shareability of the trip itself, and the mobility of the people across Greater Jakarta became more orderly with a consistent schedule of the LRT. I wish that this kind of transportation will be loved not only by the people of Greater Jakarta and Indonesia, but I wish that in your place, in places that is still stuck with a lot of cars, a lot of motorcycles, and you know the traffic and the pollution are bad, public transportation, especially the rail one, will be a very nice option that people will use.
Aku ingin menjadi mimpi indah dalam tidurmu. Aku ingin menjadi sesuatu yang mungkin bisa kau rindu, karena langkah merapu tanpa dirimu. Jadi sesuatu yang selalu bisa kau sentuh. Aku ingin kau tahu bahwa ku selalu memujamu tanpamu. Sepinya waktu merantai hati. Seperti udara
at NA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Like laughing at 3 a.m. under my porch, and it's hearing your stories and getting lost. For better or worse, sickness and health till forever. It's curling your toes when you hear the words, I love you. Love isn't fireworks or kissing in the rain. It's not driving through sunset while holding hands, but it's waking up to realize when someone is there to take care of your heart. So do you need a reason to fall in love? Does it have to be dramatically skydiving through the sky? Or sitting under the stars to see it shine? I thought this thing is supposed to feel this warm and soft and pure. Then if love is a game, then I'll play along. Love isn't fireworks or kissing in the rain. It's not driving through sunset while holding hands, but it's waking up to realize that someone is there to take care of your heart. So do you need a reason to fall in love? People say it's a thousand words, but I say none, 'cause I just lose all track of time when we're together. Love isn't fireworks or kissing in the rain. It's not driving through sunset while holding hands, but it's waking up to realize that someone is there to take care of your heart. It isn't easy, but it works. It's like feeling so dizzy without saying so. It doesn't feel like it's heaven, but it feels fine to be here by your side. So do you need a reason to fall in love?
In a moment, you'll be listening to the story about Karin Ding. So be sure to stay tuned with us on RRE World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia. Oh,
is a plant which is easy to grow and it can be found everywhere in Indonesia. Many Indonesian people use bamboo for daily activity, beginning for cooking ware, weapon to fighting colonizers until traditional instruments. Especially for Indonesian traditional instrument, bamboo can produce different tone according to its shape. West Java is one of regions in Indonesia which has abundant bamboo plant. The most popular instrument from bamboo in the world is angklung. There is another unique instrument from West Java which is made from bamboo, namely karinding. Karinding actually has been existing in West Java and used by people since before Christ. The development of Indonesian music industry, which is so fast, makes karinding instrument just drown. One of West Java's artists is often called Abah Orok to get message from his ancestors to preserve and introduce karinding.
Tahun 2004, Abah mengangkat karinding warisan dari orang tua.
In 2004, Abah developed karinding, heritage of parents. Abah must preserve it because message from parents in older karinding arts is not extinct. Abah kept learning to make it be shared and be sold. Then the instrument is spread to all regions, especially in West Java.
Thank you.
Bandung Karinding Rhythm, which was presented by young people of Bandung, namely Karinding Attack. Karinding is wind instrument, even though the way to play it, it's not fully to be blown like flute. Karinding is placed on lips, then it is played on the tapping, then it is tapped on the right to produce a sound resonance. There are some regions in West Java which makes karinding, such as in Chittanyal, Pasir Mukti, Tasikmalaya, Lewa Malangbong, Garut, and Cikalong Kulon Cianjur, which is made from palm leaf. In Limbangan Cilincing, karinding is made from bamboo and played by women. Karinding is shaped like picker, in order it is easy to be inserted in a hair bun. While karinding, which is made from nibrit, is usually played by men. Its shape is shorter in order to be able to be tucked in a cigarette case. According to Abha Olof, the main material of karinding is fiber of palm tree. In a modern era, the main material is rare.
Ranting aren orang Cina jalan dari dahan pawung. Sekarang,
in the past it was made from palm midrib. Sundanese people call it kawung. Now Abah mixed it from bamboo, because if Abah mix it from kawung, karinding will be extinct, because it is difficult to find palm midrib. Its raw material is difficult to be made. To dry, it takes a long time. If it is made from bamboo, it is easy. There are many bamboos. It is fast to be dried. A year, it can be made. The palm midrib takes 2 until 3 years.
Kulit, cara jemurnya juga lama. Lalu cara bambu mudah. Bambu banyak, jemurnya tetap kering. Setahun tidak bisa dibikin. Kalau aren, setahun lebih sampai 2 tahun, 3 tahun baru bisa dibikin.
Since that time, karinding has been known by West Java people, especially in Bandung. Asep Nata says that karinding has been known in Bandung since 1982. Eccentric artist from Bandung, Hari Rusli, introduced karinding through his music.
Di kota Bandung, barangkali sepengetahuan saya itu mulai adanya eksplorasi memanfaatkan seni karinding ke dalam orkes simfoni itu barangkali didahului oleh
In Bandung City, karinding art began to be explored in symphony orchestra, which was initiated by Hari Rusli around 1982. Then there was a gap. Finally, it appeared again around 2006-2007. Now it is produced massively in Bandung and surrounding areas.
Belakangan muncul lagi sudah dengan triggernya karat. Karat kira-kira mulai tahun 2006, 2007 sampai kemari lah, gitu, mulai lagi menjadi masif di kota Bandung dan sekitarnya.
Astaghfirullah, nubayyaruh. Astaghfirullah, nubayyaruhi. Astaghfirullah, nubayyaruhantrod. Astaghfirullah, ayakalah. Astaghfirullah.
You have just listened to Karinding Rhythm interpreted by Stikvar and song by Karinding Attack. Karinding is usually played solo or group, which consists of 2 until 5 players. One of them is arranger of the tone or rhythm. In the past in Chiawi, Karinding was played together with takokak, or instrument which looks like leaf. Conventionally, according to Abaolot, there are 4 types of tone in playing Karinding, namely Tonggeret, Kobundangan, Pereogan, and Iring-Iringan. Karinding can be collaborated with various genres of modern music. It is one of ways of Karinding's Bandung artists to preserve traditional music.
Bisa untuk mengiringi musik apapun atau berkolaborasi dengan jenis musik apapun, gitu. Asal tune atau nada-nadanya dikompromikan. Jadi saya selama ini saya nggak senang kalau ada bilang Karinding tidak bernada. Sebenarnya bukan tidak bernada. Nenek moyang kita itu kan sendiri-sendiri.
It can accompany any kinds of music if the tones are compromised. I'm unhappy if anyone says that Karinding does not have tone. Actually, it is not tone. In the past, our ancestors made it individually and there was no agreement about the sound. So Karinding has tone, but the name of the tones is not identified. As identification of the nation, we have to preserve the traditional arts. We have to keep it. So young people must be aware that we are Sundanese who have to preserve our instrument.
Harus menyadari bahwa kita ini orang Sunda, harus melestarikan alat keseniannya sendiri.
Karinding was made by the ancestors to ward off the pest in the past. Because of that, the terracing Karinding instrument did not give a name. After a long time, finally Karinding is played as instrument to entertain farmers who are waiting their land. Today, Karinding begins to be popular in modern music such as rock, blues, and pop. Well, listener, that was a glimpse of traditional instrument from West Java called Karinding.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smiles, kindness and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand and dance with me. A nation with a
thank you very much for joining in the list today by the Voice of Indonesia, and more is coming up on vionews.id and application at RRI Digital. If you got something to say, you can go to our WhatsApp +62 821 2381 2130. Once again, +62 821 2381 2130, or you can also email voilisteners@gmail.com. If you are opening the application at RRI Digital, you can immediately interact with us by using the live chat section below the audio or video player, but make sure to open the Voice of Indonesia, because if you're opening the other RRI stations, we cannot track it, we cannot really be sure where you are commanding it. And anyway, you can also follow our social media accounts, namely Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, TikTok VOI_official, and also the YouTube channel VOI official. And more from Indonesia will be made available for you in a moment, because my colleague Ray will be in here with you while I'm having my lunch. Well then, I'm Steve. Thank you very much for listening, and make sure to stay tuned with us.
Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
VOI listener, today's music corner presents you a Malay song entitled Putri Manjen by Pak Ucu. The Malay song of special Batam tells about Putri Manjen, or in English, Princess Manjen. In the Malay legend, it is told that once lived a princess on the island of Bentan, Riau, Archipelago. She is the incarnation of a tigress from Muara Jambi and married a man from Bentan. They then settled in Bentan. Currently, Putri Manjen's grave is located on the banks of the Manjen River. The name of the river is taken from the name Putri Manjen. Her grave is located on Bentan Island, precisely in the village of Penaga, Bentan Regency, Riau Islands. Well, listener, here is the Malay song entitled Putri Manjen by Pak Ucu. Happy listening!
Oh, 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 oh nasib ini takdir ilahi. Awam berjumpa seorang istri, putri manjin nama diberi. Namun tiada yang menduga harimau betina manjin menjelma. Di tangan mertua manjin jelaka, manjin harimau negam sia-sia. Tumpah dibuat tiadalah berganti, kayu tas segala berdiri. Takkan hidup di sini, di Pulau Bintan bisanya terjadi. Bisanya terjadi.